You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
This morning on Who Arted, we have the wonderful, amazing arts professional, jet-setting arts professional, holy goddess, Amy Ralphini, live from Dunedin in the South Island, where she has been sampling the grungy pleasures of the inner city's art spaces and meeting quite a range of contemporary artists, having the time of her life, basically. Amy joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm good. Although I feel like I haven't got a cold, but there's some sort of allergic reaction going on to just the clean air down here. I'm sneezing all over the show, but it's.
Is it cold?
It is a bit colder. It's definitely wear jeans, socks, and jumper material down here, Esther.
Lovely. You've been having the time of your life, as I said.
Time of my life.
Considering moving.
Well, yes, it's very hard for me not to start thinking that way with the current state of affairs in Auckland. But Dunedin reminds me of Auckland when I was kicking around at about 16 and 17, where you've got, even when I was at Elam actually, it's got all the docks sort of spaces, really big spaces full with artists and other small businesses and dock type businesses as well. And then there's a sense of empty buildings. Like, we're right in the city and next to a building which is kind of one of those 70s office type, and it's just like there seems to be a whole lot of empty places, and the real estate is so reasonable, and it's just like an empty, it's like a shell. It's just, yeah, actually I should just stop saying that about Dunedin.
I know what you mean. We're talking about art. Yeah.
It's very calm here. It's very calm. It's very quiet. You have a moment to think about stuff in a different way that you do when you're in a big city and constantly distracted by big city things. But it very reminds me of Auckland. It's quite strange. I'm not sure how I feel about, I haven't been here for 20 years, so I'm not 100% sure how I feel about all this. But it's beautiful.
So you've been taken on a bit of a tour of the arts district in Dunedin. Who has been responsible for that?
The Dunedin City Council, actually. They got in touch with me, and I was coming down anyway for ID, and they extended my time here, so sent me down early and put me on a personally curated art tour. Anthony Deeker took me on it. He was an instigator in creating the PACE program for artists, which helps them, which runs through WINS and helps them kind of get their head around how to be self-sustainable. I do believe it's still running in Dunedin. I'm not sure about Auckland.
But, what a fantastic program.
Yeah, so that's been going for years, like 20 years or so. So he's really into sort of nurturing and supporting and mentoring artists into being self-sustainable. It's very different here than in Auckland, though, with studio spaces that are amazing, big loft spaces going for $50 a week, and rents in your houses where you get to live in beautiful houses with gardens and just gorgeous for normal, like, $150 or $90 a week.
Oh my god.
So it's a kind of a different game and different objectives for artists here with regards to surviving.
It's like half the price of Auckland, basically. It's
half price. You can actually be an artist. Like, you could in the 70s and 80s, early 80s in Auckland, a ceramicist could easily, a potter, could buy a house on Jervoise Road. I've got to stop talking about property. But,
it's interesting, Amy, it's a very different city.
It is, yeah.
And that informs a lot of what comes out, I think.
And it is, Auckland is very different now. It's changed very dramatically, you know, and it's Dunedin's just like old Auckland town. It's amazing. But definitely a good place to knuckle down and definitely a very good place for soul rangers or lone rangers. You just can sit here and work solidly and focused. I think it would be an excellent place to set up a rotating artist residency to give them a couple, like 3 months, especially over the summer, if there aren't any already set up. So I'm really pleased that I've got this connection with the Dunedin City Council, because I've got all these ideas now that I want to do. So,
awesome.
Of course, I've got these great contacts, but I'll be working away and making some great things happen there at some point as well, which is cool.
So tell us a little bit about the artists that you have met.
Okay, so we went for a nice cruise around sort of central city and the sort of port area. We first met Fiona, who works in, who does clothing, but she uses only recycled items and fabrics that she gets from that are just cut scraps. So that was really interesting talking to her. Then we moved over to Kim Peters, who's an abstract painter, experimental. We didn't go to her. We skipped her. We went to Simon Kahn, who's a printmaker, painter, and who's actually represented by Sanderson, your favourite gallery, incidentally. So we can go check out his work. I know.
They're great. See, every time you say that, I have to say, no, they're not. And then I say, no, they are great.
Yeah, I know. I've got to stop saying it.
I don't
sorry.
Have a favourite.
It's like this teasy thing I'm doing. It's just got to stop. Anyway, I've got distracted now. So, yeah, we can go check him out sometimes when he's up in Auckland. He does beautiful, very simplistic landscapes that are the paintings are almost like a mix between printmaking and painting, and that they're done on sort of bits of board that he then almost like a traditional typographer of taking out leading and replacing lines of actual flat material of his board. So he restructures them, and he either paints on top of the surface of the wood, or he actually carves in a little bit like you would if you were doing a wood carving, and then paints that as well, and just washes of paint colour. But really, it's just this really nice way of dealing with the landscape, and very simple and clean, and much like the environment in which he works. He's in an amazingly huge studio space, so that's really awesome. And then we went over to Dowling Street and met we met Kobe Taylor, who's a young painter who's actually thinking of moving to Auckland. Well, she's getting ready to move to Auckland. The studio she was in was an old Hallensteins factory.
Ooh.
So it was quite weird. Like, yeah, it's like it's quite a small factory. It was a small factory. So you know all those really big trendy lights in Auckland at the moment?
Yes.
In a lot of the cafes, the big metal ones that hang down?
Yeah.
It was full of those. Hey, Esther, darling, I'm just weary of the. I've got.
No. We've got.
If I'm going on.
We've got
long.
A minute or so left. We've
okay,
still
cool.
got time.
So that was really awesome, and she's more of an abstract painter, but again, very interested in the process and layering. Very big paintings. We sort of talked about how often people in Auckland tend to. Well, not people in Auckland, but a lot of artists outside of Auckland can paint a lot bigger, and
because they've got warehouse space.
They've got more space, yeah.
They've
got more space to stretch around. So she's planning to move to Auckland, which is great, because it's like, wow, why would you want to move to Auckland?
Yeah, great for us.
but go on, go for it.
You're right, though, and we don't get those spaces in Auckland anymore. You know, there's not like these abandoned warehouses so much.
No, but then to be honest, if you want to paint big, you just paint big, you find a way, you know?
Mm,
so it's just, for me, that wouldn't personally, but you know. It could be a sweeping generalisation, or it actually could be. It is having, depends how you approach painting and what your outcome of what you want to produce is, I suppose. You know. Anyway, moving right along, we went to see Kelly O'Shea, who's a jewellery maker, and she does amazing, cool stuff, and gave me a really good tour of her little jewellery setup, which was completely and utterly fascinating. I love the way jewellers work, kind of.
Mm.
It's all very intricate and little setup, and
it always makes me want to try jewellery.
Yes, well, she said, I said, do you do any tutorials? Because that would be great if you could go down to Dunedin for a week and do a little jewellery course. And she's like, she sort of does now and again. So, and she's got her workspace, it's dual-sided, so you can have someone on the other side as well. And it's just great looking at it's all fiddly stuff with little bits of tools, and she comes out with very simplistic, quite clean designed rings and things, which are beautiful. Yeah,
Kelly O'Shea,
That's Kelly O'Shea. She's the one that said, you know, oh, I keep thinking maybe I should, you know, move up to somewhere else, but it's just like, I've got a great studio space and I have a beautiful home, why would I want to? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And then we went to the Dunedin Public Gallery, and we're taken by Tim Pollock into the Maggie Robinson from Noam D show before it's actually open. It's opening tonight, and I had a look at that while it was in mid-installation, and it's fantastic.
And that's great. With all the Dunedin prints, right? Noam D's Dunedin t-shirts, and were they there?
Yeah, it's a mix. Actually, no. What we saw, I can't talk too much about it, but it's basically done in sort of threes of threes of threes, but there's sets of the key kind of outfit ensembles hanging on models with their that she's created and worked well and had part of creating, and they're just, you just look at these outfits and then behind are all these three videos that are playing and then projected underneath of videos as well, and of that are done by filmmakers and of Paris and these key locations that are important and where she works, and but the outfits are amazing.
That sounds
like,
so cool.
It's like, oh my goodness, and a lot of dog boots feature, but yeah, so you just walk along and actually every outfit has so much stuff in it, like,
wow,
every detail, you know, the stripy stockings, the pink docks, and the dress and the jacket, and then the layering she does.
How
and
long is that on for, Amy?
That is on for, I actually have to scramble around, but that's opening tomorrow. I mean, this afternoon. It's opening on the 18th of March, and that's on till the 17th of April.
Beautiful.
So yeah, it's more of an installation-y type show in that respect, but really lovely. And again, feeling very much like lots of history in there. Like, you really can see the history, like, connecting on those levels down here.
Well, thank you so much, Amy. You've had a fun trip.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, sorry, you cut out. But then, yeah, thank you, Esther. It's always a pleasure.
And we will see you in studio next week. Have a fun rest
with
of
Liam
the
Gerard.
Time. Oh, yes, Liam Gerard from Sanderson.
The Liam Gerard from Sanderson. Yes, I have a lovely time, and I will see you soon.
Okay, bye, Amy.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Trey chic. Trey cool.
Touche.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.